I'm blown away. Thank you for coming.
The Robin Thompson Band last performed together in 1980.
When the 30-year reunion came up, I just thought it'd be a great idea to get everybody back together while we still could. And because I got a lot of emails over the years about, you guys need to get back together. We really miss, you know, this. We grew up with your music, and because we played every college east of the Mississippi.
Dream on the Linden, river rising, placid smile.
Getting back together was easy, Thompson said.
It wasn't like some bands broke up and hated each other or anything like that. It was, we all knew each other and had worked together on different projects. It was just time to make the band reappear and actually do the songs that we did on Two Bees Please.
The band's final effort, released in 1980. The Richmond singer-songwriter also wanted to bring back some tunes from albums in the 70s.
I just thought it would be great to do an album of just those songs live and see if we still kind of had it.
The rest of the band, Thompson added, said yes with enthusiasm.
Belpo Robertson on lead guitar, Eric Heiberg on the keyboards, Audie Stanley on the bass, and Bobby Antonelli, or Robert Enrico Antonelli, on the drums.
Word of mouth about the show to be recorded at the National in January spread quickly after the band played Norva down in Norfolk a month earlier.
Both concerts were great, as far as I'm concerned. And the Norva was the first one, and we were so on and aware that it was our first gig in a long, long time. That one as well was just eye-opening as far as that we still could do the same things and hit the notes, and we all played better.
Everything came together and happened, Thompson said, better than he had imagined, and he singled out fans, some of whom have followed the band from its beginning.
I mean, once we knew we were doing it, I put it out on the internet to my Facebook friends and to my newsletter subscribers that, you know, we needed basically a little help. And so we packaged the two as just kind of deal, and they paid for them before they were even pressed, so to help us press them.
The people who subscribed get the CD and the just-released DVD signed by the band. Both are available at Plan 9 and BK's Music in Richmond and Birdland in Virginia Beach and online. Just go to robinthompson.com. That's Robin with two B's, please.
You go to my website, you click on the CD you want, and it takes you to a place called CD Baby out of Portland, Oregon.
The reaction at the two shows and to the CD and DVD convinced the Robin Thompson Band they might want to do it again.
We'll play every now and then. I would like to do another CD before it's over, of not just old stuff. Just write another album.
John Ogle, WCVE News.